There are at least two ways in which standard operating procedures, assuming they existed, were not followed. First, patient-specific quality control was not performed prior to the first treatment with the revised plan. Second, both therapists, out of concern for the patient, did not pay adequate attention to the treatment machine monitor. Actions which could help prevent a similar incident in the future include: first, continuous reinforcement to staff of the importance of following standard operating procedures to the letter, no exceptions. Secondly, a timeout before BMON to carefully review all the critical details of the treatment. Third, reviewing or writing the relevant standard operating procedures to ensure clarity.